be a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
All right, and we are back here for another segment of Monday Night Talk. And it is political season. The political season is... A lot of times you think it's only a certain time of year. I know we're talking with Bob Hedlund. He has a race just in 2 weeks. They'll, of course, we'll have the general elections for a couple of different communities, but there are races heating up, whether it's the presidential race, as we see the Democratic, the candidates are running for, seeking the nomination, the Democratic nomination. We have other races for U.S. Senate here in Massachusetts. Edward Markey is up, and we have someone joining us. We have Shannon Liss Reardon. Shannon is, I believe that she's an attorney, and she's somebody who is receiving a lot of endorsements, especially labor endorsements from a number of unions. She joins us to talk to us a little bit about her campaign and why she is hoping that you'll vote for her to be the Democratic nominee to run for U.S. Senate. Shannon, welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you will, tell us a little bit about yourself, Shannon.
Sure. I'm a labor lawyer. I've spent 20 years representing workers. I've represented all types of working people: waiters, sky caps, janitors, truck drivers, Uber drivers, strippers. I've taken on big battles against major corporations like Starbucks, American Airlines, Uber, FedEx, Harvard University, and I've won big unwinnable battles. So that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years, and now I am moving this fight into Washington, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
What made you decide that you wanted to run for office and run for this particular seat against an incumbent?
Well, I have been seeing what's been happening in this country over the last years, and particularly the last few years since 2016, and I just decided I couldn't sit back anymore. I've developed a lot of skills and have a lot of experience from my work fighting for working people in the courtroom, and I decided that I needed to try to move that, because there's so much that needs to be done, not just to enforce the law, but to change the law, because corporations are just writing all the rules, and they've rigged the system, and I think a change needs to be made. So I decided to jump into this. I think we need to hear from new voices. I think we need a new perspective in Washington. I've seen how corporate America is trying to just fuel its profits off the backs of workers, and I want to jump in and do something about it.
I think many of our listeners would definitely agree with you that, corporate America seems to be making a lot of the rules, and a lot of times it is the taxpayer who doesn't benefit from the rules that are made. It's usually the folks who are presiding over these big corporations. What would you say, what issues are your campaign's main focus?
Well, so my main focus is labor rights and workers' rights, and because that is what I've been doing for my whole career. But I think that these issues really translate to so much. I think the growing income inequality that we're seeing in our country, it's just reaching staggering heights. And I think the abuses in the workplace are fueling those inequities. So I see it all as connected to the battles that we're facing to guarantee quality health care for everyone, education, housing, the opioid crisis. Those are my big issues. I'm also a longtime women's rights activist. Right out of college, I did organizing in the women's movement, and I've been seeing recently what's happening with attacks on women. I watched in shock during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings late last year, and I realized, oh my God, we're still fighting the same battles all over again. And we need to get more women in elected office. We need more women in the U.S. Senate.
You have openly supported the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Why do you back this movement, and do you think this action could hurt the Democrats in 2020?
Yes, I have come out in favor of impeachment. In fact, I was the first one of the candidates in this race to call for the impeachment of Donald Trump. The evidence was there. The evidence has been there for a long time, since the Mueller report. And then Senator Markey followed after I did in calling for the impeachment. It's unimaginable. It's just incomprehensible what we've allowed this president to get away with. And if we allow him to get away with this, our very democracy is at stake. And I don't think we can be making political calculations about this. Our Constitution requires that we take action and that we remove him from office.
As a candidate for U.S. Senate, any concerns about the latest action? I know CNN broke it last night that the U.S. forces were pulling out of Syria. Any concerns with some of our foreign movement over in the Middle East?
Well, I'm really concerned about how these actions have been taken. I mean, as a general matter, I'm concerned about the U.S. having been engaged in military action in too many places and doing too much to impose our will around the world. But we have a president who just is willy-nilly doing what he feels like doing, and you know, not listening to advisors or people who are knowledgeable about the history of our political systems and who our allies are and how it's going to affect them. So I'm very concerned with the way this is being handled. That doesn't seem to be thought out at all, and so I am concerned about the repercussions.
I would be concerned in regards to diplomacy, knowing that we've had the Kurds who have helped us fight to eradicate ISIS, and abruptly we just pull out without any warning and kind of leave them exposed to the Turkish to come in behind. And yeah, you know, I mean, I know that we've had some of our envoys over there trying to broker peace, so the Kurds can get out, and the Turkish military can move in. What do you think that Congress needs to do? Can the Congress take any action other than to admonish our president?
Well, I mean, I do think we need to think about how our actions are affecting our allies and are affecting our diplomatic attempts. And yes, this is just abhorrent the way our president has handled this situation. And I think Congress needs to step in and do something. And yes, should denounce the way that he is handling international affairs. And we need to do something about this.
How do you see this, the impeachment playing out? Have you been following the proceedings, and what are you waiting and watching for in regards to any testimony?
Well, I mean, I think it's been clear for a long time that Donald Trump has abused his power. He has not been fulfilling his duties under the Constitution. He's been putting his own personal needs and desires and interests ahead of that of the country. So I think he needs to be removed. I think the faster we get to that vote, the better. So I hope that this doesn't drag out too long, because he really needs to get out of there.
Again, we're speaking with Shannon Liss Reardon. She is a candidate for U.S. Senate. She's hoping that you will consider her when you're voting for the Democratic candidate come next year. So I have to ask you, you have recently said that our country is in crisis. If you would, what exactly does the statement mean? And what needs to be done in your estimation to help right this ship that we call the United States of America?
I think we're in crisis for a number of reasons, but I think one of the biggest issues affecting us is how the difference between the haves and the have-nots has just grown so enormously. And like I said, corporations, I think, are running things, and they're writing their own rules. And we have this situation in which we have top 0.1% of our population has accrued so much of our country's resources, whereas the bottom 90% have such huge needs, so many needs in terms of access to health care and education and housing and just the ability to make a living. People are struggling just to make a living for themselves and their families, while the people at the top have just accumulated so much. So I am in huge support of a wealth tax. I think the people who are at the very top of the system can afford to pay a share, which could go such a long way to helping us with so many problems we're facing: investment in infrastructure and transportation and fighting climate change. If we can tax just that very top percent of those people who are there because of the policies we've had in our country that have allowed them to accumulate such massive wealth, that can go a long, long way. So I think that is the answer to a lot of the problems that are facing us today.
I know that you're also a proponent of climate change. Give me your take on what needs to be done in regards to reversing any actions that this administration has taken when it comes to some of the policies it has actually stripped out to, you know, protect our environment.
It's just been unconscionable to watch this administration setting us backwards when we need to do so much to move forward toward combating climate change. This is such an important issue that we're facing, and we need to move toward a greener economy. It's just so clear that we need to do that. There are naysayers out there who still say this isn't a real threat, but this is something that we all need to face. What I think is so important that we get done, and I'm a supporter of the Green New Deal, and I just want to say that Massachusetts will not lose a fighter for the environment by electing me to the U.S. Senate. I will be out there. I will be out there in front to make sure that we get to the green economy we need to get to. As we do it, we also need to be thinking about how it's going to be affecting people day to day. We need to think about the jobs, the people whose work is on the line because of these changes that we need to make. And I'm going to make sure that labor is at the table as we're making these decisions about how we move to that green economy. And the new jobs that are inevitably going to replace many of the current jobs that we have now, we need to make sure that those are good jobs, that they are well-paid jobs, that they have good benefits. And I want to figure out creative solutions to how to make sure those jobs are protected by collective bargaining agreements and that those are union jobs.
So I have to ask you, Shannon, we know that I believe that Steve Pemberton bowed out of the race, but we have added to the race now Joe Kennedy. How does that change the dynamic of this political race?
Well, I welcome anyone into the race who wants to run for this office. I believe, as I have since I announced my candidacy in May, and I still believe that I am the most qualified for this position, and I bring the new perspective and the experience and the skills that we need for this job. And listen, I am not the establishment. I have not been in Washington. I have not been in politics. I'm not a career politician. I think I have the perspective that we need. I've spent my career fighting the establishment, and I've spent my career taking on the most unwinnable battles that everyone told me I couldn't win. And you know what? I've won them, and I've delivered for my clients. I've delivered for working people. I've recovered hundreds of millions of dollars that corporate America stole from working people. And I think that is the type of engagement, the kind of success, and the kind of driven advocacy that we need in the Senate today. Democrats, we absolutely need to take back the White House. We need to take back the Senate. And the minute that we do, I want to be there making sure that we are moving in the direction that we need to move into, and we don't squander the opportunity, which unfortunately happened in the early years of the Obama administration.
Okay, we're speaking with Shannon List-Ridden, Shannon for U.S. Senate. She is our guest. Actually, her website is shannonforsenate.com. Anything you want to say as we wrap up our conversation? Maybe anything I didn't touch upon, but you want to make sure that you leave something that resonates with our listeners?
Sure. I've been so excited since I've been doing this campaign, since I announced in May. I have been traveling all around Massachusetts. I've been going out to the western part of the Commonwealth, the east, the south, the North Shore, everywhere. And everywhere I've gone, I've been so excited about the response that I've gotten. When I've gotten in front of people and I've talked to them about what I believe in, why I'm doing this, what I've accomplished, they're with the campaign. So it has really been exciting to see that grow. And I'm looking forward to the next year continuing to being out there and talking with folks and the clients who I have represented for my career. This is why I'm doing this. I'm doing it for them. I need I need people's support. I welcome people to go onto our website, check us out, Google me, read about the background, read about the mountains that I've climbed and what I've delivered for my clients, and please join us. Come help the campaign. Help us knock on doors and make phone calls and contribute whatever amount you're able to. And I believe that we can do this. Working together, we can make an impact. And I've so much been enjoying this campaign and meeting all the people along the way that I have met so far.
Well, I definitely would love to have you back on maybe after the new year. As you get even further into the campaign and we can touch upon even more issues, because there's so many issues that we could touch on. We didn't even talk about the fishing industry and coastal issues or anything like that. We definitely would love to have that conversation with you.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Shannon, thank you so much for joining us. All right. There she was. Shannon List-Reardon, candidate for U.S. Senate. We will look forward to hearing from her again. We'll try to get Joe Kennedy III on. Be our guest. What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside, ending the first hour of Monday Night Talk. When we come back, hour number two, right here, Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD.